This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can they find you first and decide whether you're guilty later? This case involved the Morrises, who had on their property a simple pile of brush about 6 feet by 3 feet in size. In the words of the court, it existed in place for 14 years until it ignited the current dispute. It seems that Newcastle County, Delaware, enacted an ordinance that prohibits the accumulation of rubbish with fines of up to $200 a day. Court enforcement officers sent the Morrises a letter in response to a complaint that foxes and raccoons had started nesting in the debris. The Morrises then produced a certificate from the National Wildlife Federation recognizing the brush pile as an official wildlife habitat site. The code enforcement officer issued a $50 ticket, which became $100 when they refused to pay it. The Morrises ended up convincing a court it was a wildlife habitat, but sued anyway, and the court ruled that allowing homeowners to appeal before paying fines would increase the number of frivolous appeals. So it looks like home is where the debris is, and one man's trash is another man's certified wildlife habitat. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.